Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 16th of October, Christ's Journey to the Father. The Apostle John nominated the last Passover, which was the first agape meal of the New Covenant, as the beginning of Christ's journey to the Father. This is where Jesus gave to his disciples his flesh to eat and his blood to drink as a participation in the offering of Yahweh and directed them to wash one another's feet. Concerning this hour, Jesus had earlier said, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it produces much grain." As the seed of the new humanity, Jesus fell into the ground and died through seven travailing wounds as he journeyed from the last Passover to Calvary. Significantly, just prior to his first wound in Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to the Father on the Mount of Olives, saying, "And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Jesus was asking to receive his glory as Yahweh's Son for his participation in the offering of Yahweh that was manifest in Gethsemane, and so that as the Son of Man, he would be progressively glorified as Yahweh's Son through the seven wounding events of this offering journey. King David explained that the substance of our name from the Father, which was written in Christ, was brought forth through Christ's travail on the cross as he was crucified on Mount Calvary. He wrote, "My frame, which is substance, was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 12 verses 23 and 24, John chapter 17 verse 5, and Psalm 139 verses 15 and 16. For further study, John chapter 17.